Going to start our post NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship race press conference. We're now joined by Sam Mayer. And if you have a question for Sam, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. And we will start with John Newby over here.
John Newby, NBC Sports. That finish was crazy, but I mean, is there a sense of pride in the fact that you guys were able to go four wide and battle for the win cleanly in overtime without everything turning into a circus?
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot of fun. That was probably the most fun I've had in a race car in a long time. And obviously we came up a little bit short, but it wasn't a lack of effort. Our Accelerate guys put together an amazing piece today. They've done a great job this entire year. They gave me the opportunity to have a breakout year and even make it to this point. So, yeah, it's hectic out there. Like, obviously, that first restart before overtime, like, we were going to finish fourth. And the good Lord above gave us another shot at it. And we came up a little bit short. But it was a really cool opportunity to be able to put on a show like that, for one. And to even say that I had a shot at the championship is cool. So I'm going to come back next year, be even better, because, I mean, that was 100% right there for me. But I'm going to come back, and I'm going to raise my ceiling a little bit more and be better and do the thing.
And then just kind of following up on what you said, I mean, you picked a great night for a career-best performance at Phoenix. So, I mean, you're like, what does that give you heading into next season, knowing that you rose to the moment?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that on the walk over here, and it's like, being in the Champ Four, it's like that extra level of just intensity. You have to rise to the occasion to do that, and it just makes you perform better. And I think it kind of opened my eyes and gave me another aha moment to where I can do this every week. And the car was really good, obviously. All four of the Champ cars were really fast. That's why we were all up front. I was like, man, I'm running fourth right now, and I'm still losing. So, I mean, it, like, being fourth, obviously, at a track like this, with my history with it, I'm stoked, because it's my best finish here so far. And it's still a little bit short, obviously, because all the cars are really good. So I got to get myself a little bit better. This was the best I've been, but I plan on being even better next year.
We'll go here to the back.
Steven Stump, frontrunners.com. Sam, when it comes down to those last couple of restarts, there's only so much track, there's so many cars in front. How much was it kind of trying to go where everyone wasn't? Were you kind of feeling boxed in depending on where everyone was? And had things gone a little bit differently in terms of where everyone was, do you think it would have been a different result?
Those restarts are obviously very hectic. It's probably the most hectic on the schedule, other than like Pocono or something like that. And it feels like you're boxed in, very much so, but you almost kind of just bring that intensity level where I'm just taking this track position and you can get out of the way. Like, being a Champ 4 car, you almost just have to bully everyone else and take what you can. And those last couple of restarts, I took as much as I could, and it's just like you can only take so much when you're in that spot. And we were in a tough spot. Obviously, second in line bottom was probably the worst spot to be in overall, and still to finish in the top five and get third in the Champ Four, it feels good. But yeah, the intensity is always high, and I always usually suck on restarts, and my restarts were actually positive today. So that's something that I look forward to going into next year, going into everything, and then obviously the Champ Four and the championship race. Obviously, I hope I'm in it. But it gets me excited for that.
And then obviously in the second half of the year, you scored your first win, you scored four more, or you scored three more. You won your first oval. You made the championship four. Obviously it's not the result you guys wanted today, but can you kind of describe the second half of your season, kind of put it into words, what you guys have been able to accomplish with the one team?
Yeah. I mean, we figured it out. Like, I figured it out, I guess. I mean, like, even the cars last year I drove with JRM, like, they were always really good. I just always was kind of like the weak link. And it was not in a bad way, just to where I was still learning and developing. And these cars are hard to drive. And I finally figured it out, got that first win, and the floodgates kind of just opened. I always told myself that, like, that was going to happen. And to have it actually happen feels really good, because I was almost like just gaslighting myself till it happened. But yeah, it feels good to finally get that going. And obviously to make the Champ Four in general is huge. Like, that's a feat in itself. So I'm happy to be here. Like, I put a smile on my face all week because you only have one first time here in the Champ Four. So I'm looking forward to having another one and doing even better.
Thank you.
Go here to the front to Justin.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. You were kind of alluding to it just now, but what have you learned? Like, what was different? What was different from last year's Sam Mayer to this year's Sam Mayer? I know this is a breakthrough year. You not only just won your first race, but multiple races, and really when the moment came, you rose to the occasion that I'm a serious contender for this title. So what was the one biggest thing that you saw change between yourself last year to yourself this year?
Yeah, I mean, just the competition level this year was so high, and you kind of just have to try to keep up the best you can. Throughout the whole year, I was just trying to figure it out, and I had good runs, but it was just inconsistent. And then finally, when we got to the summer, it was just kind of like something clicked, and I finally had speed each and every week. I was contending with these guys, and I was doing something right, and I didn't know what I was doing different, but I was, and I kind of just got used to that feeling. And obviously getting those wins just takes pressure off your shoulders, like, when's it going to happen, and finally happened, and like I said, the floodgates kind of just opened from there, and I finally found success in the series. So there's not really a big difference in me, it's just a difference in my performance level.
And how do you capitalize on that to go into next year to try to get a few spots better?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, that was 100% for me. I worked my tail off and gave it all I had. I was keeping up with John Hunter at least a little bit there at the end. But, yeah, I got to raise my ceiling a little bit next year to be even better, because, like I said, the competition level is just so high. I just got to be better, and I plan on doing that.
Sam, congratulations on a great season. Appreciate your time, and good luck in the off season.
Thank you.
We're now joined by John Hunter Niemczyk. We'll continue with questions for him. Dominic, was your question for John Hunter? Jerry? We'll go with Jerry next.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Your finish is not indicative of how you ran today and how you raced in this, for the championship. You and Cole were the only guys that led laps. But what happened there, the final restart, I guess the car adjustments or whatever, but, you raced your ass off.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a really good jump off the bottom, had everyone cleared, and I drove in one on the bottom just like I had all day, and I just wanted to go straight. So I'm not sure if we started having a right front go down at that point or what, but we ended up blowing a right front there at the end and kind of ruined our shot. So, man, it sucks that it comes down to one race and that this is the way that it has to end this year in 2023, but nothing to hang our head on. We were there all day. We led laps. We battled with Cole and Justin and Sam and raced each other super hard, and it sucks that it comes down to one race finish, but it is what it is. It's the cards that are dealt, and you got to play it. So we're close, but proud of this team, proud of this 20 group, proud of myself. We executed really well all year. Winning 7 races is no easy task, that's for sure. And as a driver, when you come down to the Xfinity Series or Cup Series, when you start a new season, the goal is to make it to Phoenix to have a shot to race for a championship, and we did that. We put ourselves in contention. We put ourselves in the position to do it, and it just didn't work out.
We'll go to Zach up here in the front, then Alex, and then John.
Zach Sterniola, NASCAR.com. One for each of you. John Hunter, I'll start with you. Just chasing Colt down before that last restart, before that last caution came out, what was going through your mind? Obviously, Hirschman's coaching you all the way through it. It was really you you and him, it seemed like it was going to come down to either one of you two. What was going through your mind in those moments?
Not much. To be honest, I don't know. I was thinking about what I was doing and where he was beating me, where I was beating him, where I was able to make lap time, what my car was doing, what I felt like I needed to do with inputs to try and make it better, trying to get off the corner to get a run to him. There's a lot going on, passing lap cars, so wasn't really thinking about anything other than trying to go get him and focusing on our car and what I had to do to catch him.
And Justin, for you, a lot of adversity to overcome today, spinning early, you charged your way through the field in that first stage. What can you say about the resiliency of yourself, Eddie, and Jim Pullman to keep you in the game and give you a shot to chase this championship?
Yeah, I mean, I about cleared myself and John Hunter out on the second lap. I was expecting, I don't know, I guess I thought it was going to stick. I think my lap was like his last restart. Like, I drove in there expecting it to stick, and it didn't quite. And I had two options, either run right in the side of him, which I think we did touch a little bit, but, like, I was going to clean us both out or spin it out. And I think the resiliency is I didn't get hit by anybody, so that makes it a plus. But, you know, just all night, we battled back through that. We were on an old set. We actually put that set we spun on back on it. And so then you kind of second-guess some adjustments. You know, I felt like for me, you know, we were a little too loose on the short run. I was bummed to see that last caution. I mean, we were gaining 3 to 5 tenths a lap on both Cole and John Hunter. And it was going to, like, if you looked at the way it was going to shake out, I mean, we were literally going to be right on their bumper whenever we got to the end of the race. So, you know, I felt like we did all the right things. We just had way too good of a long run car and not quite good enough on a short run. So, you know, I can't say enough about everybody at Junior Motorsports. I mean, we 360 some days ago, we hit the reset button. I mean, we literally took people and changed roles and changed teams, and nobody that was on any car was on somebody else's car the year before. And I mean, we called it a huge audible, and it takes a lot for a team to kind of reorganize and reshape and then come back and still, you know, as John Hunter said, put yourself in position at Phoenix. I mean, when you start out at Daytona, your only goal is to make the final four, right? And it's one race. We could have wrecked on lap two and been out, or we could go all the way down to the end. And probably going to second guess my the amount of space that I gave Cole on that last restart, getting into three. But on the other side of it, I mean, Cole's car was so good on the short run. It was so hard to hold him off. I mean, even when we got three wide down the back, I'm like, man, it's everything I've got. And so I was blown away that he even got to my left rear off of two. So, you know, all in all, it was a good night for us, disappointing, but I walked out of here last year really bummed about the way the night went, because I felt like I didn't do a good job. Tonight I walked out of here, I gave 100%, we did everything right, just didn't work out for us.
But Alex?
Alex Etlow, Charlotte Observer. John Hunter, you shared a brief conversation with Joe Gibbs on pit road after the race. What did he say to you? And just generally, what has Joe Gibbs Racing meant to you?
It's meant a lot. It's been a great opportunity for myself and my career. And I've had a lot of great partners along the way. Toyota TRD has been a huge help in making everything happen with Joe Gibbs Racing this year, and really the move back for me to go to the Truck Series and then to the Xfinity Series this year. But, yeah, shared a couple words with Ty and Coach, and just talked about kind of the day and put ourselves in contention, and that's really all you can do. It sucks that it didn't work out, but yeah, it kind of is what it is, and just keep your head up and keep digging. And to second what Justin said, like, it's super easy to come out of here bummed, down on yourself, whatever. But for the year that we had, for the effort that we had tonight, like, you can't hang your head for that. You put yourself in position on the final restart, and it didn't work out. It is what it is. And through tough times, like, you grow as a person and you learn certain things. And I thought we ran one heck of a race tonight. We got behind at one point, got back to the lead, controlled the race there for a little bit. And Cole definitely had the best car tonight, in my opinion, on the shorter run and the longer run. We were pretty good through the middle part of the run, but we didn't go down without a fight, that's for sure.
Go to John and then Jeff.
John, new BNBC Sports. Justin, I was hoping you could give me some more insight into, you know, the final message you got before the overtime restart was, we're playing with house money. You know, that particular message, I was just curious about it.
Yeah, I mean, last week we were sitting on that red flag, and I'm pretty good at math. Like, if I have one strength in school, it was math, and the math wasn't mathing. And I know that means that I wasn't very good in English, right? But the math wasn't mathing, and I gave myself a healthy 5%. Felt like that was pretty generous last week. And when the race ended, lo and behold, with a win of the race, and we made it in the final four. Hindsight, I guess it wouldn't have mattered. Sheldon would have won the championship. But if I'd have just let Sheldon win last week, it would have knocked the double zero out, you know, with all the stuff. And then we wouldn't have had to race Cole. So maybe that was a better plan. But I couldn't calculate the math that good last week. But honestly, we went into this week and we said, okay, we shouldn't have made it, right? I mean, we should have based on the year we had. And John Hunter's right. You do all the right things throughout the course of the year to put yourself in best position you can for the playoffs. But we still didn't have the points at the, you know, coming to the last restart at Martinsville, and it took what happened to make it in. And, you know, as John Hunter said, I thought we did everything right on the restart. You know, to get to Cole's outside, to be on the top, you know, I felt like the bottom all night on the restarts, like if you did what John Hunter was able to do and get clear, it's a different story. But if there's somebody out there, it's so hard to kind of stop your momentum. And so my spotter said, hey, I think I like the 20 better on this restart. I think you should follow the 20. And at the last possible second, I sucked up behind a double zero. And he's like, oh, well, all right then. And then that's when Jim Pullman told me, you know, we're playing with house money. And at that point, you know, I thought, as he kind of alluded to earlier, but we all four battled all night, but it was clean. Like, we pushed each other to limits that I don't know that I've seen be pushed to and be that clean. Side by side, battling each other, taking lines away, and really, like, that was fun. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it comes down to. And when you look at the result, I mean, you guys said it whenever I was walking in here, but his finish doesn't show the result of what the night was, but it was awesome. I mean, if I'm watching these guys race, and I'm, like, running my butt off trying to catch them. And I'm catching them, but at the same time, I'm like, if y'all want to run into each other, that's fine. But they didn't. They raced each other clean and hard. And lap traffic was difficult tonight. Probably one of the more difficult races we've had, just getting around lap traffic. Seemed like every time you'd be running the top, they'd switch from the bottom to the top right in front of you, or, you know, vice versa. But, you know, the house money thing is just truly – at the end of the day, you got to go for broke, and we left everything on the table, and that's all there was.
Jeff, is there a question for John Hunter?
For both.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I wanted to follow up on the clean racing things. You know, you watched last night's race, not exactly the best show of racing in a championship. You guys did the opposite, essentially, on the restart, when I'm sure you could have – somebody could have cleaned up the whole championship four out, essentially, right? So is there a sense of pride that you were able to – race that hard and come away with, you know, a good finish for all? I mean, sorry for you, John Hunter, with your tire and stuff, but
is what it is.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I think that out of the four guys that raced for the championship tonight, there's a lot of mutual respect between each other. Like, we have raced each other all season long. We have Sam came on there towards the end, but I feel like between Justin, Cole, and myself, we have raced each other as hard as we possibly can, as clean as we possibly can, all season long, and battled for wins. And the respect there is huge. One of the questions at the Q&A that got asked today was, what would you do on the last lap to win the championship? And I think Justin and everyone said it right. Like, it would not feel right wrecking someone on the last lap to win a championship. Right? So you want to race fair and square. You want to race hard. If you door each other or whatever it may be, that's still racing hard, right? But you're not going to go out. You're not going to wreck anyone. And it's just a respect factor, in my opinion. As you grow up and you gain experience and you run in different series, you tend to learn that really fast. Cole, myself, and Justin all have cup experience. We've all been humbled from the cup series pretty quickly, I would say.
Very quickly.
And as you move up in the ranks, there's just a different respect factor between race car drivers. One of it is experience, in my opinion, and some of it is getting a butt whooping after doing something stupid or learning from doing something stupid through the years. And you live and you learn. You can't beat experience. It's super valuable.
I just follow that sentiment. I mean, you know, to look at what we had this season as racing, you know, obviously there's a lot of young, talented race car drivers that are coming up. And they're fast. And having speed is really important in this game, right? But I feel like I've heard lots of guys talking about it, but the respect level amongst the guys coming in is zero, right? Because they trying to prove a point, trying to earn a name. And even Sam and I have talked a lot about this, right? Sam pushed and took and banged and wrecked and did all these things, right? And when it finally clicked, it was like a light switch, right? And now all of a sudden, you put yourself in good position. You put yourself in the front. You don't get wiped out because you've earned that respect. You don't get put in 3, 4, 5 wide bad positions because you've earned that respect. And, you know, I think throughout the course of the season, I mean, he talked about it, but we have raced each other so hard. And really, you had the 21 into the mix. I mean, I don't know that there was a single race this year that the one of the four, the 00, the 20, the 21, and myself weren't battling for a win at any given moment. Now, there's other drivers that were in there that were ultra fast, but I think when you come down to it, you come to here and you look at the talent level of the drivers, you look at the talent of the teams. I mean, our teams deserve us to lay it on the line without being stupid. I spun myself out to not run into the side of him, right? Knowing darn well that I probably gave me a set of tires down and was going to probably handicap our night. But that was the respect level that it took to do that. Last night, I'm sorry, I was – we were sitting at dinner and – I wanted to turn it off because it didn't show what I know that our sport's capable of. Now, those moments, they're going to learn from them. You know, Carson last night was highly critical of himself when he walked out of there. That's fine. The next opportunity is how do you fix it, right? And I think that, you know, he got a really difficult life lesson, but something that I think a lot more people need to learn. And I think the more guys learn it, the better it is. But Dale Jarrett and I actually had this conversation 2 days ago, and I said, man, I just wish we would go back to steel bodies because it would solve all the problems, right? When you knock defenders, it would. You knock defenders off of it, your day is over. You know, you smash the wall, your day is over. And I know that budget-wise and all these things, the composite body has been a game changer. And from a fan standpoint, your favorite driver doesn't wreck out of the race. But guess what? It causes what we saw last night. And I think that for me, I liked it a lot better when you had to protect your stuff and save your brakes and save your transmissions and all that fun stuff. So that's just my opinion.
John Hunter, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate the time and congrats on a great season.
Thank you, guys.
Take a couple more for Justin before we get to our championship winning team. We'll start here with Lee or continue on with Lee.
Lee Spencer, CatchFence.com. You seem really lighthearted on the radio, and I wonder how much of that influences Jim Pullman, because you and Eddie have been together forever, right? And you're probably the most polite driver on the radio, but it just, you know, you just didn't seem stressed, and if you were, you were hiding it really well. And I'm wondering if, you know, just having that lightheartedness makes it easier and more fun to do the job and, you know, kind of alleviate some of the stress.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've had more fun this week through the whole process than I probably have in my entire career. The red flag last weekend. And then, I mean, I don't know anybody in this room that probably hasn't heard Eddie's radio call at the end of the race last week, right? But when you hear emotion like that, and a guy that I've listened to my darn near my entire career, I don't think I've ever heard, A, the sounds that came out of him, but B, that level of excitement. But I think it kind of showed me the red flag scenario, and then the way that race ended last week. As odd as it sounds, I've been doing this for my entire life. I'm 32 years into racing. I've never had more peace at what I'm doing than I have this last week. And I knew we came in here with the team that I wanted to come in here with. I knew we came in here with the picker that I wanted to come in here with. And I knew we came in here with a car that I wanted to come in here with. Did it work out for us? No. But the lack of stress was just merely me enjoying what I'm doing. You know, I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to have to come make a Final Four. I'm six in without getting one. So I'm probably not – odds-wise, I'm not doing real great. So don't bet on me next year, I guess. I don't know. But on the other side of it, to do it six times, to put ourselves in the Final Four six times, there's nothing like it. And to do it with Jason Burdett and the 17 last year for the last number of years, and to switch over and to do it with Jim Pullman this year, I came in here last year so uptight. And I think that's why I left sad, was because I just didn't feel like I was fluid enough to give them my all. And tonight, I mean, I screwed up. The best one was I missed on a pit stop there. They missed the windshield tear off. And Jim coming back, he said, "Ha, that one's for you spinning out on us earlier. And, you know, that you deserve that one." I said, "Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm good." But tonight was lighthearted. You know, Jim has been somebody that I've known for a long time, and is truly one of those people that he's a game changer of a person. And I'm super, super proud of him to come into a season, to come to a new team, to put the effort that he's put in, and to get us back to the Final Four. We got a lot of things to grow on, and I think you're going to see a different side of me. I don't know. Maybe being a dad, getting older, gray hair. I don't know what it is, but I'm enjoying my time as this sport gives me opportunities and having fun with it.
I'm going to wrap up here with Wolfgang.
Wolfgang from Germany Rangeford Press Agency. John Hunter, and you mentioned several times the word respect level. You know your competitors better than I. I think there may be a lot of drivers who don't pay respect or don't have a respect level. How you can handle drivers who don't know the word or don't want to know the word respect level? Did you talk to them, try to teach them, or?
I think it's a two-part answer to this. Number one, I think you have to learn it the hard way, unfortunately. You know, I got lucky when I came into this sport, you know, kind of going back to the age thing, but, you know, I ran a few races for Mike Mittler in the Truck Series. And those of you that were around and know Mike Mittler know his just everything of how he operated, right? You didn't drive his truck without earning respect. You didn't drive his truck if you didn't show respect. And there was a lot to be said for that. And I also came into the sport with, you know, Jack Sprague, Jimmy Spencer, Ron Hornaday, Todd Bodine. I mean, you know, guys that they had respect. And you had to earn their respect, right? And I think that was a big deal for me. The very first Xfinity Series race that I ran in 2008, 28 of the 62 people that entered were full-time Cup Series guys. You had to earn respect. You know, you can be fast and you can be crazy. They would bait you into putting yourself into a really bad position really quickly because they knew, and they had been there, and they had been young, and they had learned it the hard way. So I don't know that there's a way to have that conversation until they understand it. On the second side of it, though, you know, this format, the win and you're in, the win at all costs, it's great and it's exciting for the fans, but it's nerve-wracking for the drivers because you don't know who's going to throw a Hail Mary from the last row to win a race because you don't know what somebody's willing to do. And I think with Cole and John Hunter and myself, you know, John Hunter mentioned it, going to the Cup side, it's humbling, you know, but you learn really quickly that week in and week out, it makes life a lot easier. If you just race with respect and you earn respect to your competitors, and you will get better finishes, you will get farther down the road by doing that. And I think a lot of our young drivers, if you listen to a guy like Kevin Harvick, there's a reason why people are sad that he's walking away from the sport. It's not because of all the wins. It's not because of, you know, the fact that he is the champion that he is. It's because of his personality and how he raced and how he was the closer, right? I remember if you got down to the last 50 laps, Kevin Harvick was in the picture. And it was because he earned respect all night and he put himself in those positions, and he has done an amazing job as a race car driver. So for me, it's not about the teaching. It's not about the telling. It's about learning it on your own, and you will lose a lot more races by not showing respect than you'll ever win. And I think that you have to emulate somebody that you really respect, and if you do that, you'll find the right person.
Justin, appreciate all the time. Congratulations on a great season, and enjoy the off season.
Thank you. You guys too. Enjoy the holidays. And what do we got? Somebody's got a number. Is it like 90 days or 110 days? I won't be at Chili Bowl, unfortunately. 364.2 hours. I like it. You know, I mean, listen, I think it goes without saying, but you know what you guys do in the media for this sport, for our fans, is incredible, and I can't say thank you enough. I mean, you know, I get to do this week in and week out. We all travel as carnies together, right? See a lot of faces every week, but it's truly one of the greatest sports ever, and I just can't say thank you enough for the effort you guys put in and the long hours and the time. And shoot, we'll be back. I don't know, a couple weeks, it seems like, we'll be back racing again. So we'll go restart.